Hi, moin and welcome to a little podcast about self-management and mental well-being as an international student during Corona times. My name is Sophia Oehmann and I work in the Psychological Counseling Center of the Studierendenwerk Bremen. We believe that for many international students, studying at university is supposed to be a time where everything is expected to be exciting, interesting and invigorating. You are in a foreign country, far away from home, a lot of things are new, and you have to get grips with different customs, values and study system. In our experience, there are oftentimes two sides of this. While it's on the one hand exciting, it can on the other hand be really challenging. Especially right now, in times of the pandemic situation, conditions might have changed a lot, and studying as well as your private life might be different than you'd expected or wished for. Right now, we're having a digital semester. And first studies show that students are really differently affected by the situation. While some students seem to perceive the digital semester as a relief, for most students it feels more like a burden. In fact, only 5% of students stated that there are no disadvantages for them because of the digital semester. Especially challenging seem to be the financial insecurities because of the pandemic situation. To you as well, it might have happened that a job that was experienced as meaningful or existentially important was lost. Besides, normally universities are a place for social networking and social contacts. But now, with this missing campus life, it is much more difficult to get in contact with others, which might have a huge effect on your well-being. Plus, you need to structure your study life independently and maybe different than planned. Maybe you are worried that you will have to study longer than planned. Maybe you are worried about your family or the social situation in general. In this situation, it is common that you might become a little bit worried, disappointed, frustrated, that you feel under pressure, or you suffer from self-doubt. This podcast wants to address these issues. So in the first episode, we want to give you some tips for good working structure and healthy work-life balance. In the second episode, we want to deal with the difficulty of having an unrealistic high expectation about yourself and ways to deal with it. In the third episode, we focus on stress management and ways to learn to be able to relax. And in the fourth episode, we want to talk about the experience of a crisis and ways to deal with it. We want to give you some input and try to make this podcast interactive, meaning giving you some exercises and time to reflect on your own behavior to train your own self-perception. Of course, this podcast should only give you a few ideas on possible topics that we believe international students sometimes struggle with. And it is neither all-embracing, nor should it be seen as the only solution if you feel in trouble right now. It should rather show you insights in our work in the Psychological Counseling Center, and we would always recommend you to seek further help or support from others if you find yourself struggling with these topics. For example, you can always schedule an appointment in our counseling center, but you will hear more details and information of that at the end of episode 4. For now, enjoy listening to the different episodes of this podcast.